everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you here from Loan Officer Impact. And I'm so excited today. I have an unbelievably cool and fun and nice guest with us today. If you've tuned into the first five episodes of our podcast, you've heard from Carl White and Tony Geary, and then you heard from Brian Mettner and Sue Meitner and Ryan Miller about clarity, focus, and execution. I've been getting some great feedback on how those three things help you have a better life. So I'm really excited because today's guest is not only a dear friend of mine, but she's also someone that has really built an incredibly strong and beautiful little business in the state of Florida. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce my friend, Christine Kennedy. Christine, how are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for joining our show. It's really fun to have cool people on like you. And for those of you that don't know, Christine Kennedy is a loan originator in Jacksonville, Florida. And she's came from an environment that she was an in-house loan officer for 17 years at a real estate company owned mortgage company. And I'll never forget the first day we talked and you were full of fear and doubt, anxiety and worry, and rightly so, you know, and you were venturing into a new world, and that world can be a little scary. And it was. And at the time you were a single mom raising your daughter and you had college staring you in the face relatively soon. And I remember every conversation we ever had. And I'm just so proud of what you've built. It's really special to me. And it's, you know, you have a place in my heart, and what you've built has created a life. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today. Do you mind sharing a little bit, Christine, about kind of what you went through, how you got to build a business versus being like kind of having the chains on you prior to that, and how that's led you to a more freedom-filled and fun life?
I think, yeah. It was really hard. Change is hard. Going from an in-house loan originator and stepping out on your own, it was difficult. It's almost as difficult as being a single mom for 17 years. It's right. In there. But I think I know for sure that it was the greatest move I made, because now I can control things, and I love it. So I can control my day, I can control everything. Whereas before, I was just at the mercy of my cell phone, or the mercy of a broker, or the mercy of a realtor. What they wanted me to do, when they wanted me to do it. And I really didn't have any freedom at all. And I think it's great when you do go out and you do step on your own, you get to draw things the way you want it. And I think that's the greatest thing that my friends who are still in that world still, you know, they're working this Saturday from 9 to 12 because they're having a party. And so every single one of them don't have a choice, and they have to do what they have, you know, when the brokers say they want them to do it. So
it starts with a mindset, because when I first met you, you didn't believe you were president and CEO of Christine Kennedy Inc. Is that a fair statement?
100% fair. Yes.
And yet today you do feel that way 100%, correct?
100%. Yes.
Okay.
It's my ship.
It's your ship.
It's my ship. It's 100% my ship, and I keep it afloat, and it goes where I want it to go and how I want it to go.
And so would you agree that that does start with mindset? Because if you don't believe that that's possible, obviously the likelihood of it coming true is almost zero, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So some place in time you flipped a switch and you stopped saying, I'm going to be at the mercy of everyone and I'm going to control my own destiny, correct?
Right. Because of you.
But well, yeah. I don't want to take the credit for that. Maybe I nudged you a little bit in that direction. But when you see someone who has special qualities and who has a magnetic personality like you have, that's fueled by genuine care for others, I knew you had a high, high probability of it coming true, because you don't know Christine maybe, but if you do, you know, she doesn't have 1 ounce of arrogance in her. She doesn't have 1 ounce of dictatorial type personality. She only cares about others, and she only cares about exceeding the expectations of her clients and her referral partners. That's it. And so I knew based on that if you got into a different realm where you had the opportunity to do what you're doing, you would wildly succeed. So tell me if you can, and for those listeners on the show today, at some point you overcame the fear. Mm-hmm. You took the bull by the horns and you said, this is mine and I'm going to grow this thing and I'm going to do things. How did you build a team and how did you create time where, or create a path where you have the time that you want to do the other things outside of work that you want to do?
That's the team. That's 100% having a team. It's having the work line. It's, you know, where your phone rings to work and other people can answer them for you versus your cell phone, you know, this thing.
Right.
It's having a work line. It's having a team email that multiple people can, you know, answer or actually are responsible 100% for answering. So my team's responsible for answering the phone. My team is responsible for answering the emails. My team is responsible for doing my gazillion page checklist to make sure that they turn in 100% of the time, turn in a great file and do it all up front. And so it gives me the freedom. You know, every single morning I start my day with a walking meditation and I'm walking and I have things, you know, AirPods in my ears with positive, you know, affirmations, you know, I can do this and I make a difference. And I start my morning with putting the right things in my ear. And I make sure that I take the time and say, okay, you know, where do I want to go? Like, we're coming on the end of this year. So we're already starting to think, okay, what does next year look like? And most of that for me is, what kind of life do I want? Yes, I want to work. Yes, I want to make a difference. Yes, I want to make a ton of money. Yes, yes, yes. But I also want to be a wife first. That's my number one job, is to be a wife and to be loving and supportive. And then, you know, I do this work thing, but I get to do it because I want to do it. And it gives me so much value and significance and accomplishment and helping and charitable and contribution. It gives me all these things. And it's just because I get to go to work. I get to come here and every day and sit here and work. But it's not really work. I was thinking the other day, I think I want to change it. I don't think I want to say I'm going to work anymore. I think I want to change it. I go to play every day. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I think I'm going to change the work because this doesn't feel like work.
Well, think about it. You know, you and I have had this conversation for years, but when you're able to spend 90%+ of your working hours only doing things that you love, that you're great at, and that drive your economic engine, it doesn't feel like work. Mm-hmm. And you've created, that's why you're one of my idols, because you've created a workplace mm-hmm. where I believe that you are spending somewhere between 80 and 95% of your work hours per week doing things that you love, that you're great at, and that drive your economic engine. And that's the true definition of success right there. Because as you and I both have had a day recently, and we talked a lot about high leverage activities versus low leverage activities and being clear on the difference. Many loan officers across the country spend 2 to 5 hours a week on high leverage activities and 40 to 60 hours a week on low leverage activities, and then tell you how busy they are. And yet they're not productive. They're just busy. And
because they're looking at a bank statement or a pay stub or any of those things that we pay other people to do, you know, let people do that. And what's so great is that if you have a checklist, my definition is a checklist, they can do it just as well, if not better than you.
Well, we've talked about that. And I do think that for the listeners, you know, if you don't mind sharing this, because I think it's important. I think it's a struggle that almost everyone that's tuning in today has as they build teams. When you first built the team, again, for those of you that don't know Christine, she's a guideline freak. She knows mortgages exceptionally well. She knows within 20 minutes from talking to any borrower what the roadblocks are going to be, if any, and if they're mortgageable or not. She is a walking dictionary of Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie. She knows exactly what she's doing. And for those of us like her, sometimes it is hard to build the team because we have to let go and we have to trust and we have to allow other people and empower them to do jobs that we are good at. Did you have a struggle with that at the beginning?
It's really difficult because you think that only you can look at the contract, only you're going to catch the details, only you can input, you know, the look at the pay stub, only you can talk to the borrower, only you can talk to the realtor. And yes, I do think that if you're an originator, yes, you do sometimes have an eye for detail, but other times you just have an eye for sales and you're just really good at saying yes. And sometimes it's great when you have the team behind you because then they can check if it's in a PUD or a HOA and did they miss the, that's their job. That's what they do all day, every day. And then they just run the file. And, you know, I talk to my team in the morning and say, okay, what have you done today? And what's on your list of things to do? All right. I'm going to go talk to some people. I'm going to go make my calls. I'm going to go to lunch, or I'm going to go to coffee, or I'm going to go to my closing, or I'm going to go do whatever I'm going to do, which is what makes me feel fantastic, is because we get to help people. And talking to, you know, the realtor about whatever situation they're having, whatever buyer they have in their car, or whatever listing they have, and talking to them about, you know, due programs or the buy downs. That's what I find my joy in, is finding the solution to before it even comes in. That's the joy of helping them, and helping the borrower who just found out, you know, they have to move because their landlord's selling their house and they weren't planning on having the down payment. It's like, okay, I get to do something. I get to help somebody. Let's go.
I've already gotten huge takeaways from this. Remember how she starts her day, everybody, in meditation, on a walk, positive affirmations. How many of us are really doing that? Mm-hmm. Are we really getting up, doing something physical, exercising, while getting in the right mindset? And mm-hmm. I think if you've tuned into this program, Loan Officer Impact, I cannot impress enough how valuable and important mindset is. I think it's the greatest determiner of success or failure is mindset. And it sounds so simple, yet I can give you concrete examples of people that are failing and are in the wrong mindset on a regular basis. And it all begins there. So trust in the team, mindset, doing things that you love, that you're great at, and that drive your economic engine. Do you have a daily success plan that you do follow?
I follow the Carl White. You know, I have my call log, and every single day I mark my call logs. Yesterday, if you like, the first thing I do is mark my call logs, and did I make my calls, and have I touched every single, you know, file that week on Tuesday for my update calls, and Wednesday is my past database, and Thursday is my pre-approved and looking. And that's what I start my day with, is, okay, who did I pre-qualify last week? And who do I need to text today? Who do I email? You know, what's on my list of things to do? Who do I need to lock in? You know, who's looking for properties tomorrow? It's all on money making. Every now and then I'll have to look something up or call scenarios desk or ask something because I don't know it. But most of the time I'm just, who can I help? And it's just staying on the phone. Hey, how are you? Anything I could do for you?
I don't mean to simplify this, but guys and gals who are tuning in, just think about this for a minute. Get your mind right. Mm-hmm. Be positive. Build and trust a team. Do your DSP. It's not rocket science. And mm-hmm. for those of us that are willing to be committed enough to do that daily, we're not asking for 8, 10, 12 hour days. How many hours do you honestly spend doing those things that you just outlined? 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours a day, maybe?
Yeah, if that.
If that.
And then, you know, I'm making sure that I get to, you know, tonight I have dinner with one of my top realtors. But it's fun. It's enjoyable.
You want to do that dinner. That's not work. That's enjoyment.
It's fun. It adds to my, you know, connection. It makes me feel valued to have the connection.
One of my favorite days, and this might seem insignificant to some, but it's a day that sticks out in my mind. I called you one day about 7-8 months ago, and I said, what are you doing? You said, what am I doing? I'm going to the coolest place on earth. I'm going to Marco Island, Florida. I said, what are you doing there? I said, I'm doing a week-long yoga retreat.
Yep.
I'm not bringing my phone. Mm-mm. I said, is your business going to suffer? And you laughed and you said, yeah, right. No, it won't. I've built a business. I don't have a career or a job. Mm-hmm. And I loved that answer. That was my favorite. The growth that showed in my eyes of you is special. And that was the day I visualized and saw that first call we had. I remember where I was. I remember where you were. I remember that you were so cautious talking to me that you were, this guy's a good salesman and I'm not going to be sold. I remember every word of it. And to see that you went from getting a job because you had to pay a bill many, many moons ago, to building a career when you were at that Watson Group Financial or whatever, to building a business with us has been one of the best things I've personally experienced professionally, is watching you build a business. And for you to take that week, go do what you love with person, people that you love doing it with, and not bring your phone, to me, that was like the coup d'etat of your path in this industry. And it just made me proud. I don't even think you remember that call, but I hung up that call feeling really proud of what you've done. Does it take a insane skill set, or if people are willing to commit, can anyone do what you've done?
100%. Easy. It's having a plan, and it's hiring your first assistant. It's hiring your first loan partner. You know, it's trusting somebody with your email. It's trusting somebody to answer the phone. I mean, when we're, whether you're, you know, yes, a week long meditation yoga retreat is my idea of heaven. But even if, you know, I'm at dinner tonight, or I have lunch today, or I'm going to go to a yoga class, or I'm on my walking meditation, or I'm, whatever I'm doing, you know, popping by the chiropractor or something, you don't want your phone to dictate whether you're going to your yoga class. You don't want your phone to dictate if you're doing a walking meditation. You don't want your phone to dictate if you're having dinner, or you don't want to be that person that's at a lunch or at a closing and your phone's blowing up, and they're just, you know, the kids these days, they're on their phone all the time. And I don't want to be that person. When I'm having lunch with you, and I'm having whatever I'm doing, whether I'm on the phone with you, I don't want my phone to be the dictator of my day or my life or my emotional mindset. And when I'm done with work at the end of the day, I am done. It is put to the side. And you might not even reach me once I get home, because I'm at home. I'm with my husband. I'm with Trey. I'm with my family. I'm in wife mode. And, you know, every Saturday we go to yoga, and Sundays we go walking on the beach, and that's my time. You know, if I'm, you know, with him, and we go to yoga, and then we go to breakfast, and we do what we do, I might reserve time later to, you know, check in and to keep the ship going, because it is a ship.
Right,
you know,
right.
But, you know, to see, you know, again, what are you, you know, what are you going to do today? But I'm not all things on the ship anymore. Whereas I used to be, I think, all things. And, you know, now I just, you know, just, I'm just the person saying, okay, this is the way we're going. You know, just the,
well, you steer the ship, and that's no doubt. And again, I think of just kind of to sum up what we've just covered. You're clear, you're focused, and you execute each hour that you choose to work. Is that correct?
Yes.
Clear on your mission. You remove roadblocks so you can focus, and you execute at the highest level. And you believe in coaching. That came out, Carl White. You came to the Tony Jiri thing with me. I had a conversation with you about removing blind spots, and we often need other professionals to point out blind spots because they're blind for a reason. We can't see them. And so you believe in coaching. You believe in accountability. You believe in a daily success plan. You believe in being all in, all committed, positive, trust, team building. Listen to these things that she believes in, and guess what it's led to? Her owning a business where she has the freedom and independence to do what she wants when she wants and still make an exceptional living despite market conditions. I know this year, you know, obviously a very interesting year in the mortgage industry after what we came off of in 20 and 21, but you still did great. You still made a lot of money. You still helped a lot of people.
We helped a lot of people. Yes. A lot of families, a lot of great Google reviews, you know, just.
And it didn't really change your lifestyle, right? You're not having to curb or derail certain things that are important to you economically, right?
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Everything, you take care of your money. You're a great steward of your money. You don't waste money erroneously, right?
And I got to through owning my own ship, I got to pay off all my debt. My car payment's gone. I have zero debt. So part of the control of the business, you know, when you have a coach and they're like, all right, so much money needs to go into your savings bucket. So much money goes into your savings buckets. And then you have real life things instead of, oh, you know, I need to, it's like, okay, I'm going to make money, but then I'm going to save it. I'm going to do the right things with it. You know,
I love it. You're an inspiration, Christine Kennedy, and you're someone that I admire and I look up to, and that I'm eternally grateful to not only say we're partners, but we're friends. And the friendship is more important to me than the partnership, because I just love who you've become. I love who you are. I love how you treat people, and I love your servant's heart. And I know that that is not everyone possesses that, but I believe that of all the things you've done to be successful, it starts with your servant's heart being front and foremost in your life. And to me, that's what's led to all of these other things we just discussed. And I just think you're phenomenal. And I think for any loan originator out there who's looking to go from having a career to owning a business, follow the blueprint that Christine just spent 20 minutes sharing with us. And I'll bet you any amount of money, if you do it with the passion and the vigor that she does, you will get there too. So again, if anyone wants to talk about this, go to growingwithkevin.com. That's growingwithkevin.com. You can schedule a 15-minute block anytime you want to. And I'd be happy to discuss how you can use clarity, focus, and execution to build yourself a business, to not have a career just like Christine has. Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you for your time today. I know you could have chose to do something else, and I'm grateful that you chose to spend it with us.
Thank you.
I hope you have an awesome day. And for everyone that's tuning in to Loan Officer Impact, we're going to come at you every week trying to bring you high-level things that can help you have a better business, a more freedom-filled business, and hopefully get you from where you are to where you say you want to be. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.